Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to thank God for the kind invitation of your pastor and the session to come once again to minister God's word to God's people. Greetings from Calvary Pandan BP Church as well. We know that the Lord is returning soon, and every year we celebrate our church anniversary like our birthdays. It's 1 year closer to the return of our Savior. The world is a world of great trouble. The war in Ukraine and the Middle East, when will it end? And then with the impending potential saber rattling by China over the tiny little island of Taiwan, invading their airspace deliberately, and then also stirring up some challenges in the Philippines, with ownership of certain water rights and land rights and islands. Will this trouble ever go away? Probably not. It will probably climax in the formation and appearance of the mighty Antichrist. Watch, wait, and see. We are living in the last days, as you have been told time and time again. And the economy of the world is going through the roof. Everything is skyrocketing high up. And property prices are so expensive. I'm sure in Australia you are feeling the stress and strain, as well as in Singapore and many other countries all over the world. With all these troubles, how do you sleep at night? Do you still sleep like a baby? At peace, because babies, they literally have absolutely no idea what's happening around the world, and therefore they do not care. Whether there is war in Ukraine or Middle East, a baby will just simply, is tired, he sleeps. And we as God's children should always have this precious ability to sleep like babies, because we have a sure help. We have a sure help in all kinds of trouble, whether they are global in nature, or whether they are in your company, or whether they are national or family. It doesn't matter as far as God is concerned. The scale and the type of troubles that we encounter matters not to Him. How do we deal with all these challenges? Because the statistics and all the words of man and all the news from the world, they keep telling us that we are in great trouble. We are not supposed to sleep like babies. We are supposed to worry and worry and worry, because we live in a debt-ridden world, and all of us have big debts. Home loans, mortgages, and they don't seem to go away. And it seems to be the normal way of life, and many people are prepared to live in this manner until they die, full of debt, and they'll probably pass it on to their children, or else they'll be evicted. Is this supposed to be the way, the norm of how God's children are supposed to live as well? Allow the voices of the world and all the troubles in this life to weigh us down, to frighten us, to cripple us, so much so that our relationship with God and with God's people have been so badly affected that we allow all these to dominate and to rule our senses, our consciousness, so much so that our life of faith is more theoretical rather than a reality. Psalm 91, a psalm that tells us that our God is a sure help in times of trouble, regardless of what your trouble might be. If it is financial, He will be there. If it is some form of illness, He's there too. Whether they are global or otherwise, He is the God of heaven and earth. The war would not have started in Ukraine if God had not given permission. What is happening between China and Taiwan, God could have easily stopped it if He wants to. They would not be able to do anything. Men like Putin and Xi Jinping, or any of these world leaders, whoever they are, whatever they are, they are doing exactly what our loving Heavenly Father permits them to do. And they will all do everything that will culminate in His glory and the accomplishment of His world, His prophecies. And this is not only true from a global perspective, but in a personal perspective as well. Your life and my life are in His hands. And so how is He going to be a sure help in our lives, in times of trouble in particular? Verses 1 to 10 tells us the only condition for sure help. You got to want it. You got to ask for it. It's not going to be given to you, because if God were to give it to you and you never ask for it and it comes your way, you're not going to be grateful. You're not going to realize it is God who did it. You'll probably just simply write it off as just maybe, I'm lucky. Isn't that how the world thinks? If something good happens to them, it's just luck. There is no God. It's just fatalism. And so the Lord tells us, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, when you study Psalms, and God willing, we're going to look at Psalms during the camp, bear in mind that the first and the last verse of every psalm is the main theme and thrust of that psalm. Everything and everything in between would be the explanation. So, for example, Psalm 91, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That is a reference to the psalmist, to any Christian. All right? Only if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. If you do not, you're not going to be protected by Him. You're going to be on your own. You're going to fend for yourself like an orphan without a parent. And look at the last verse. With long life shall I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And that is the Lord's assurance. With long life will I satisfy him. Who is the him? The one who will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And I will show him my salvation, my deliverance, not only from the moment of his salvation when all his sins have been washed by the blood of Christ, but for the rest of his life, whatever trial, whatever difficulties that you may encounter in your life, doing the work and the will of God on earth, the Lord's salvation will always be there. And sometimes his salvation may not be physical. His salvation means he will keep you in the faith all the days of your life until the very end. Was God's salvation, for example, in the life of William Tyndale when he was caught translating the Bible into the English language, betrayed by his friend? A kangaroo court was convened to find him guilty, tied him to the stake, strangled him to death, and then burned him. Was God's salvation there? Obviously. He held on to the faith to the very end of his life, absent from the body, present with the Lord. But you have to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Because if you do not dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and then say of the Lord, testify and tell the people around you, He is my refuge, He is my shelter. I run to Him all the time. And my fortress, He is the one who will defend me, protect me, and keep me safe. He's my God, in Him will I trust. And then verse 3 to verse 10 will describe the domain in which the psalmist experienced the wonderful defenses of the Lord under many different circumstances in life. And the question is, do you want this? Do you want the Lord to be your sure help? Because we all need help. The question is your help certain, guaranteed? Well, the Lord's help is guaranteed, it's sure. Because we all know that we all go through life with a lot of helpers. Our parents help us when we were infants. Many teachers, a long, long list of teachers throughout our entire life, helping us, educate us, teaching us a skill, train our minds, teaching us so many different types of subjects. And then once you enter into the workforce, same thing. So many people will have to teach you, train you, guide you because you are a novice. Help us, but all of them have its limitations, all of them, including parents. They are not omniscient, they're definitely not omnipresent, and they are definitely not omnipotent. But the Lord is the Most High God. The question is, where is this secret place? Isn't it? A secret place, a place where it is yours and the Lord. Prayer. Your time with the Lord, where you pray without ceasing. You share with him all your cares, all your fears, all your burdens, everything that you wrestle with in life. And you make that your dwelling place, where you sit down and commune with the Lord, because the word dwelleth means literally to sit down, spend time. Spend time with the Lord, private time with the Lord, and bear your soul to him. And let him know whatever you are going through, all your challenges in life, the Lord will always be there to hear your cry, because you are his child. He saved you and me before we were aware of his existence. He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. Anniversaries are always time of thanksgiving and reflection. But I believe it is more important to think of the present rather than the past. The past may evoke from our hearts and our soul a lot of gratitude and thanksgiving. That despite our many failures and how we have not done what is right, the Lord had preserved and protected our pathways in this church. Some have come, some have gone, not gone home to be with the Lord, but gone into the world like Demas, loved the world, and did not care much. They allow the world to have a grip on their heart. It is important to think of the past and be grateful, but more importantly is the present. Our present life and relationship with God is key. If you and I just simply bank on the past, how faithful our founding fathers were, how faithful and how courageous they were, that is their time. That was what they did for the Lord. But what are we doing for the Lord today in our time? The privileges and the opportunities set in front of us. What are we doing with them? That's the key, isn't it? Because when you are not serving the Lord, what kind of troubles do you face in life? You're going to face in life troubles that are based upon waywardness. That kind of trouble, the Lord will still be your sure help as a chastiser. He will chastise you and bring you back unto himself. But the trouble that the psalmist addressed here in Psalm 91 is not that kind of trouble that is based upon disobedience. It is a trouble that is based upon obedience. And we know that the more holy you are in Christ, the more trouble you're going to encounter, just like the Lord Jesus Christ encountered a load of trouble when he walked on earth from his enemies. The devil never left him alone. He had all his followers and his minions doing his terrible work to try to get Jesus into trouble. Boxed him in, gave him problems after problems that seemingly have no solution. And yet the Lord found a solution to each and every one of them. He's God. Recognize your trouble. If it is because of sin, it's chastisement, we repent. And then we come back to the Lord. There will be consequences, but the trouble will end. Left behind will be the consequences because you have returned to the Lord. But the other kind of trouble where you are doing what the Lord wants you to do, and then you face a lot of enemies like David faced with King Saul. What did David do wrong? Nothing. Literally nothing. In that particular context of him being made the next king. He just was appointed by God. He didn't even ask for it. And because of that, after the Goliath incident, his nightmare started soon after that. That's the kind of trouble. Not your fault. Other than simply to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, live a life of faith, where you commune with him, where the Lord indeed is your refuge and your fortress. You run to him, you hide yourself in him. You live day by day, crying to him for daily subsistence. Living a life that is joyful, spiritual, sharing the word with people, serving the Lord with joy and with gladness day by day. And you're going to find in the Lord your protector, your provider, your redeemer. His promise under the shadow of the Almighty. Give you shade, protection. Shadow, you know, means you are somewhere near. Right? You have to be very near in order for you to enjoy the shadow of any object. So under the shadow of the Almighty, implication, right next to you. Because he has been your refuge. You hide with him. You hide in him. You run to him in your daily communion. Do you pray without ceasing? Why do people not pray without ceasing? Pray without ceasing literally means pray without ceasing. You don't stop communing with your Heavenly Father. You wake up, you commune. Throughout the whole day, you talk to him. You face difficulties and challenges, you talk to him. Of course, we are not perfect. There will be times when we did not pray, and therefore we will usually say something that is nasty and wrongful, or we have done something wrong, and so we repent straight away. We apologize. We ask for forgiveness. But the presence of the Lord in your life day by day is always there. That's what it means, dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And when that is the case, like the psalmist, surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. This would be the protection that the Lord will provide for you based upon all the expected troubles that you face. Young couple got married. Expected trouble usually are financial. How can I afford a house? All these are troubles all over the world. In Singapore, it's the same. HDB flat straight away will put you into a six-figure debt. Immediately. Unless you have very, very wealthy parents. But other than that, you plunge yourself into a financial debt that you never experienced before because your parents have been carrying that burden and that weight on their shoulders while you just simply live under their roof and enjoy a very tranquil and peaceful and carefree life, focusing only on your studies. And that's about it. But once you get married, you have a home of your own, the financial burden is very real. Verses 3 and 4, they basically deal with the troubles that are to be expected in life. You run to him for help. You worry about all these expensive houses and all the voices of the world out there frightening you, scaring you, so much so that you envy those who have multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire parents. But they do not have your problems and troubles. Yeah, they do not have your problems and troubles of not enough money. They have their own troubles of too much money, and they still want some more. No one will be without trouble. Troubles are good, actually. The question is, what kind of troubles? The troubles that we encounter will drive us to the Lord, closer to the Lord. These are to be expected. Right, from the snare of the fowler, there will be people out there who will try to catch you like a fowler. Fowler basically is a bird catcher. He will set traps. And go out there into the world, there are all kinds of traps. Scammers. So you expect them, and so they will be there. Verse 5 describes those who are not to be expected, but they are there also. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. Right, nighttime. Least expected, they will just simply come in the shadow of darkness, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Arrows are shot from a long distance, so you do not know when it will come. But it will come because it's very far away. They fire an arrow, they shoot an arrow, and then you are some, maybe what, 200 meters away? I don't know how far an arrow can fly in the armies of the Old Testament kings, kingdoms. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. These are all behind the scene. You do not know. But you think anyone, not even the devil, can hoodwink, deceive, and catch God unawares. He is your sure help. He neither slumbers nor sleep. Those troubles that you expect to be there, those troubles that you do not expect, he will be there to take care. All of that. You have to realize this. God has been protecting us from so many troubles that we are not aware of. There are also troubles that we are aware of, but there are many that we are not aware of. The Lord had stopped them, prevented them. Do you know the incident of Balaam? Balak, the king of Moab, hired him to curse Israel. Throughout that entire incident of about 3-4 chapters in the book of Numbers, the whole incident, one mountain to the next mountain to the next mountain, all Balaam wanted was to curse. Each time he opened his mouth, blessing upon blessing came out. And while right at the foot, at the bottom, right next to the River Jordan, the whole nation or the people of Israel just went on their lives as if nothing was happening. They were completely oblivious of what the king of Moab, Balak, wanted this prophet to curse God's people and get them into trouble. But the Lord stopped Balaam. Every time he opened his mouth, blessings would come on God's people. These are incidents in the Bible that God has recorded to help us realize that if you think your life is full of trouble, it could be worse. There had been a lot of trouble that the Lord had stopped and prevented. And what you are facing, the present set of troubles, whatever they are, the Lord knows, and the Lord permitted them to come into your life and my life for a reason. You have to know that the Lord will never fail you. And if the trouble stretches on for years, he has a reason for that too. Some are short term, some are long term, some are lifelong, life changing. And they don't seem to end until your time on earth ends. Whatever it is, be that as it may, the most important thing is that it must drive us closer to the Lord and not farther away, to prevent us from murmuring and complaining. Don't murmur and complain, because the moment we do so, we have failed and sinned against the Lord. That's exactly what the devil wants. How can you pray? How can you serve when each time whatever comes out of your mouth is murmuring and complaining? The Lord will always be our sure help. The question is, do you want it? If you do, dwell in the secret place and let him be my refuge and my fortress, my God. Like what the psalmist says, my. Personalize him. Personalize. Don't murmur, don't complain. Sydney is a huge city, big, much bigger than Singapore, I believe, right? You live far away, like in Singapore, if you live in the east side, west to you is far. So far, go to church are so troublesome. We just counsel one of our church members who have been absent for a long time. Two deacons went there to talk to him and to counsel him. They say, you know, I live in the east. Pandan is in the west. It's so far. These are lame excuses. He's not far in terms of distance. He is very far in terms of his spiritual life, far from God, far from all the things that are supposed to be important to a child of God. Fellowship with Christians, worship, serving the Lord, giving of our tithe and offering as thanksgiving to the Lord for all that the Lord has done in my life, week after week. He is far from the Lord, not far in distance. Spiritual things must be the most important thing in every believer's life, because you are a spiritual person. And you've got to stop looking at this world and stop hearing so loud the voices of man that drowns out the voice of God in your heart, in your ears. You must not let that happen, or else he cannot be your sure help. The only condition is let God be your refuge, your shelter, your protection, the house that you run into that will keep you safe from all the storms out there. And he will be your fortress to defend you and to keep you intact, no matter who, no matter what. In what sense? Not physical. Just sometimes it's physical, like in the case of David, because his life of service on earth was not done yet, but more often it is spiritual, where you will hold on to your faith, where your walk with the Lord is still hot and burning brightly. No matter what your challenges, lose your job, whatever it is, lose your health, but your love for the Lord and your passion in serving the Lord gets stronger and stronger with all the troubles that you encounter. Because the Lord is my shelter. The Lord is my fortress. He protects me. He keeps me safe. 1,000 shall fall by thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. How true, isn't it? Everyone around you may stumble and fall and get injured and get hurt, and you are standing there, fine. Rest in the Lord, in your heart. The whole world is in great turmoil. Some people ask questions during our church camp. How should we as Christians react and respond to what is happening in the Middle East? What news people hear that comes out of the Middle East? How should we as Christians react and respond based upon what Israel is doing, literally flattening the whole Gaza area, literally flattening it? Bomb of the bomb of the bomb and the casualties. How should we as Christians respond and react? Questions like this. I say, why do you need to react? Why do we need to? You and I know that the news that we hear from the world, how do you tell which one is true, which one is false? How do you know? You read the newscasters from Israel, they will give you the news in their favor. You get the news from the other side, the news that comes out will be from the other side, that will be in their favor, right? And so what do? The answer, look to the scripture. What is happening there? Look to the Lord. You want to let the voices of man to drown out the voice of God, you're going to become like the world, frightened, carnal, no peace in your heart, afraid. Because these people are doing things out there in the world in a global scale that impacts every one of us. And you are helpless to do anything, right? If Xi Jinping wants to invade Taiwan, what can you do? You just simply have to sit back and experience all the fallout. The economy of the world is going to go crazy. Right? Taiwan is like the world's largest chip maker or something like that. So many, many things you are just simply unable to control. And it frightens you, does it not? Look to the Lord. Know the sovereignty of God. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. Whatever that is happening, I know my Heavenly Father is in control, out there and in my life. That's all I need to know. My Heavenly Father is in control. Whatever news that is out there, I know most of them may be fake news, do not know who to trust, do not know who to believe anymore. Right? Even if you go into the YouTube, you watch those videos, they all can be fake, right? This is the world of that we are living in. It's a world of great illusion. A man can fly, a man can climb walls, right? There are life out there in the world, Star Wars, all this have just simply confused what is right and what is wrong, what is real and what is false. But for us as God's children, you go back to the scripture. You look at this world with the eyeglasses of the Holy Bible, A thousand shall fall, but you will remain true to the Lord, and you will stand if the Lord wants you to stand. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. They will not escape. All the wicked people on earth, your heavenly Father will deal with each and every one of them, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. You see, a sure help in trouble is the Lord, but you have to want it. You have to run to him and hide in him every moment of your life, even before the troubles come. And that way, when the trouble comes, big ones, small ones, it doesn't matter. The Lord is my refuge, regardless whether they are big trouble, no trouble, doesn't matter. You just simply love to spend time with the Lord and be with him. That's what you must do daily as a child of God, because that is what every child of God must do to their heavenly Father. Commune with him. The moment you wake up, you talk to him. Never stop talking to him until you lay down to sleep, and then you reflect upon the goodness, the mercies, and the grace of God. Many of us were sick after our Pandan camp. My wife and I were sick before the camp. Went to see a doctor, tried to self-medicate 2 weeks before we flew off on Friday. Didn't work. Didn't get better. Had to see a doctor. Went to see a doctor. Took the medication. Hopefully we could recover on time. Could not talk. Could not breathe. It was awful. Miserable. Yesterday, I was so tired, so exhausted, didn't even have strength and energy to get out of bed. Cry to the Lord, Lord, this is your appointment. This camp had been planned. Should a little bug prevent God's appointment from coming to pass? Lord, give me the strength. Help me. Heal me. So that the sore throat will go away, so that I can breathe. And the Lord helped, heard the cry. My wife could hardly walk, right? Yesterday, we went to Reverend Cole's home for lunch. She was so tired, so exhausted. The plane ride was awful. She was so sick that the air stewardess kept asking me, how is she, how is she, how is she? I said, she's fine, she's fine. I don't know what else to tell them. Look at her. She was leaning on me most of the time, eyes closed, weak, pale, could not eat. Wanted to get her a wheelchair to travel from point A to point B at the airport. You know, in airports, you have to walk a long distance. You know, sometimes the Lord wants you to experience the message before you speak the message. It happened many times during my past 30 years of ministry. That's why it is scary when you select certain titles and then you realize that you have to live it out. And so, sure help in trouble. You want to talk on sure help in trouble? Well, you better see whether the Lord is truly your sure help in trouble. Can't even get out of bed. I said I was so tired, so exhausted. Lay down, knock out. Took medication. Woke up 4 a.m. this morning. Could not sleep. Did the dishes. Drank water, took some medicine, tried to lay down to sleep again, until now, could not sleep. Could not breathe. Sure help in trouble. Sickness. All kinds of trouble. But will it draw you farther away from the Lord or closer to him? But the moment through all these troubles, you draw closer to the Lord, those times that you spend with the Lord, they are priceless. Priceless. Because that's where you realize how real the Lord is in your life. That's why this sure help in trouble from the psalmist is real. He shared with us all the many different circumstances in life. Those that you expect to come, the Lord will be there. those troubles that are behind that you don't even know, in the darkness, arrows that fly by night, long distances, they try to shoot you and kill you and hurt you, the Lord has subdued them, the Lord has stopped them and prevented them. And therefore, when troubles really come into your life, you know your Heavenly Father did not go on a holiday. He permits all this trouble to come and to test and see. Well, you have me as your refuge. You have been dwelling in the secret place. Very well and good when times are more peaceful. But now when times are troublesome and everything seems to be going haywire, will you still have me as your refuge? Or will you sin, murmur, complain, and gripe, and fail to see how real the Lord is in your life? All the troubles that you and I encounter will show and reveal to you, for your benefit, the reality of your relationship with Jesus Christ, with God. How you react and respond is going to reveal whether you're a spiritual person or whether you're a carnal person. That will be the answer. That's why the Lord will always be the sure helper to a child of God, child of His, who has the Lord as his dwelling place, his refuge, his fortress, shadow of the Almighty, walk close to the Lord. How is your relationship? We thank God for preserving this church for the past 27 years. But again, it's the present that matters, not the past. The present. How is your walk with the Lord as you reflect upon the goodness of God in your life? I believe a handful of people in this congregation today were there from the very beginning. I'm not sure whether Deacon Benson is one of them. You've been there from the very beginning? No. How many more? Only you and Linda. And Jimmy? Where are the rest? You see? What happened to the rest? Sure, in the case of Elder and Mrs. Cole, they are back in Singapore because of health. But there are others who were here, but then they left. For whatever reason, for the world, because of the world. And you and I know that living in this part of the world, sound, good biblical churches are as rare as diamonds, even rarer than diamonds. And if you do not have a sound biblical church for your spiritual well-being to grow, you're going to be carnal. Your salvation will be questioned. Are you really born again? Well, you can't even recognize attending an ecumenical church that you are being poisoned Sunday after Sunday and you drink it in as if it is good, solid food when it is poisoning you. I'm not saying that we are the only church, but we are the only sound Bible Presbyterian church that understands the Bible the way that we believe as Bible Presbyterians. Covenantalists, premillennialists, literal interpretation of the Bible. So that your spiritual life and your spiritual well-being will keep on growing stronger and stronger so that the Lord will truly be your sure help. Because the world is going to be in greater trouble. The troubles will mount. The Lord tells us that the world will be like Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah's flood, right? The Lord warned us, told us 2,000 years ago. And you and I are seeing this right now. Homosexuality is going to invade and they're going to dominate, like in Sodom and Gomorrah, a normal way of life. The two sins of Sodom and Gomorrah mentioned by the Bible, fornication and homosexuality. Fornication, it's already so prevalent and common that nobody frowns when two men and women live together without getting married. That's fornication. Anyone frowns on that, nobody cares anymore. And homosexuality will also be like that. It's a matter of time. The Lord prophesied that it will come. Bringing up your children, all these things, only in Christ can they be protected from all these dangerous, troublesome impact and influence. The last days are here to stay. The trouble that you and I see in the world it will culminate in the appearance of the Antichrist. Guaranteed. But to someone who is a child of God, sleep like a baby. It doesn't matter. Your Heavenly Father is in control. The Lord was the one who decided when you are born. The Lord has been the one who decided where you're going to serve Him in this church, how you end up in this country. You thought that it may be your decision, but the Lord is the one who has been guiding you, holding your hand, and the Lord has always been there. The question is, do you want Him to be your sure help in trouble? If you do, then dwell in the secret place. Experience how good the Lord is in your life. So that whatever fear, don't let the voices of man to drown out the voice of God, which means read the Bible every day. Read it, let the voice of God keeps on ringing in your ear so that the voices of man that will try to stop this will not succeed because you keep reading the Bible. You keep on knowing what the Lord wants you to do with your life. He will be your sure help. All the circumstances are there. To sustain this, you've got to keep loving Him. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Now these are all the animals in those days that are the fiercest. You will trample over them. The Lord will lift you up and help you so that your faith and your trust in Him will never be in vain. Because He has set His love upon me, the He there is the Christian. Because the Christian has set His love upon me, God says, therefore will I deliver him and I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him, the Lord promised. I will be with him in trouble and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the sure help that the Lord says, I will give to all my children. But do they want me to be their sure help? If you do, dwell in the secret place. Keep your prayer life hot, unceasing. Don't ever stop communing with Him. Keep studying the Bible. Hear His voice. When you pray, He hears your voice. And that's how the Lord will be your refuge and your fortress and your God all the days of your life. A sure help, whatever the trouble might be, the Lord is the one who permits them to come into your life. And if you think that you are facing a lot of troubles, He had already stopped a whole lot more. That He knows is not something that you can cope. Behind the scene, He prevented them. All the arrows that people shoot, He's the one who stopped them. That those that have arrived into your life, He permits them. So that you will run to Him and experience how sure His help is in your life. I don't know what trouble you may be going through. I don't need to know. Even if I know, what can I do to help you? But the Lord knows. And He is the one who can help and will always help. But you have to run to Him and let Him be your refuge, your fortress, and your God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our most merciful, loving Heavenly Father, speak to our heart, O Lord, out of thy holy scriptures, as we reflect upon 27 blessed years. We could not help but reflect upon those who had been there from the very onset, other than those whom you have called home to glory. And because of ill health, like Elder Cole and Mrs. Cole have returned to Singapore, there are others who have left because they love the world and have allowed the world to grip their heart and they're no longer with us. Oh Lord, may thou be merciful. We pray, Father, that it is not because of any wrongdoing that we may have done in their lives. Help us to always be grateful, be thankful for thy patience and long-suffering in dealing with all of us. And this church, May it remain a true and faithful home away from home for all your children who love thee, who seek the Lord and to want the Lord to be their refuge and fortress and God, to find in this church a place where they can continue to grow in the Lord, in grace and in his knowledge, and experience his nearness in worship, in service, in Christian fellowship, and fellowship with thee through the study of thy holy word. For the last days are here to stay, and it is a world filled with troubles, global and personal. Help us therefore, as thy blood-bought children, to know how great thou art, the God of heaven and earth, and you have called us, saved us, and allow us to remain on earth for a purpose, for a time such as this. May we not fail thee. May we truly experience, despite all the troubles that we may be going through right now, that thou indeed will always be our sure help. And may we see thee as our refuge, our fortress, and our God all the days of our lives, leaning upon thee, praying without ceasing, so that we know that whatever troubles, when they come, thou will always be there for us. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray. Amen.